DJW. Hey, David, haven't talked to you in ages. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I had to have some surgery done a little while back. Kind of come up unexpected. A carotid artery was pretty well clogged up, so they went in there and cleaned that out, and I pretty much recovered from that. And with old age comes more medical things. How you been doing?
Definitely, I cannot say that I have not had my share of those things either. I heard Don and Tom talking the other day about getting old and things going wrong, and I was just nodding my head as they were talking. Yep, that's how it goes. Oh, well, at least we're not pushing up daisies yet, right?
Yeah, a little old lady at church told me one time when I asked her how she was doing, she said, well, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots. So any day above ground is a good day.
Well, I came up with a mechanism to hold the camper shell on the back of the truck up while I drove out from underneath of it. I haven't driven this truck probably 2 miles without a camper shell on it ever. I took it off, left it in the garage, and I'm going down to Twin Bridges to get me a scoop of topsoil. When they took down my trees, they tried to drive a bucket truck out there in the backyard, and I told them that dirt was like marshmallow. In some places, he sunk that truck 10 inches deep down there, so I got to get some topsoil to level it all back out again. I'm hoping this 1996 Toyota pickup doesn't break with a ton of dirt in the back of it.
Had a little Toyota truck, and we got a load of sand one time, and the front wheels were just about coming up off the ground, but I got home with the load of sand.
I was out there at Lowe's, and I was thinking about using that. I've seen people that use that, but I don't know. I've driven a dump truck where the front end was really light, where most of the dirt was behind the back axle. And the steering wheel was like power steering deluxe because the wheels were just barely touching the road.
Yeah, that sensation can make you a little nervous. But that little truck, I brought it on in. And I forget what we were using the sand for way back then. But that's bad when they'll come in with a big old truck on a wet day and wind up digging up your yard.
That truck probably couldn't drive back there, but they had to test it to see. That guy isn't the guy that did it anyway. He eventually said, this is out of my wheelhouse. These trees are too big. So he left, and I got another guy. They had already given me an estimate previously, and he came out there, and his guys just scurried up those trees and dropped off those sections one at a time, and they were in and out in a day.
People getting stuck, though, that reminds me of just a few days ago. We were going up Highway 25 here, not far from the house, and I saw a pickup truck out in the field, and there was a wrecker that had gone out in the field to get the pickup truck, and it was stuck. And on the way back from church, another big truck had come and got the wrecker and the pickup truck out, so it was quite a conglomeration there, getting everybody unstuck, because when something like that gets really wet, you see a lot of vehicles just not going to handle it.
I too. Earlier today, it looked like it was going to rain, and I thought I don't need a load of topsoil on there, and then for it to rain and get it wetter and heavier and heavier. I forget what water weighs per gallon, but it can store a lot of gallons in topsoil. But I'm going to try it. I don't know if I'll make it home or not. I'm going to tell him to go. I called him and asked him. He said he'd put it in there, and we'd be careful not to break the truck. So hopefully I make it home. I'll drive home. Well, I probably won't exceed 40 miles an hour. I got me a tarp, too, to cover it so none of it blows out on other people. But we're going to see. First time I've driven this truck in 30 years, almost, not quite, but almost 30 years with no camper shell on it.
Yeah, my dad had a camper shell on the truck I got from him, and I took it off because I couldn't, the visibility, it was one of them real tall camper shells. I just couldn't, you know, see around the back. The mirrors on the truck don't stick out that far. And anyway, I just, you know, took the thing off. But yeah, hopefully you won't want to run into any rain today. It's kind of cloudy down here in my neck of the woods, kind of windy, but it's not supposed to rain.
I do, and it said 5% in Greer, so that's pretty low percentage chance. But it was one of the dogs. One of the times I was taking the dogs out walking, it was looking like, and I felt a little water in the wind, but I guess probably not. But we're gonna see. Anyway, what else is going on ham radio wise in your world? Any new ham stuff?
Different HF radio. Got a FTDX 101 MP, and things are kind of complicated, and I don't think I've really got it set up where it really transmits as best as it could possibly be transmitting. I kind of need somebody to help me with it a little bit. The YouTube videos are not always the best thing in the world to learn from, and I don't do well with owner's manuals.
WB4DJW, yeah, those owner's manuals. Yaesu's especially. I like Yaesu radios. I like them a lot. But, man, the owner's manual, more times than not, they'll tell you do this, 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 and this, and then they'll say, when they get to the end, they'll say, oh, by the way, you were supposed to be holding this key down while you were doing all that. It's like, what? But you get used to it after a while.
You complete the entire sequence within 0.25 seconds, or it reverts back to you got to start over.
Well, that's another one that I'm helping this guy writing a program for a remote control for a preamp, and they're coming back wanting modifications, and they're wanting to do things like that. And my buddy in Charlotte and I both, we said, do you know how frustrating that is going to be? And then they think about it and they say, well, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe we won't do that. But you got to challenge people on stuff like that.
I know how it is. Well, you be careful heading on in with that load. And yeah, I think I'm going to go get me a glass of iced tea. I've got a little thirsty back here in the radio room. Have a good one. It's good to catch you on the radio. KF4NXY. Be clear on your final.
It's good timing because I'm about to turn into Twin Bridges. So I am about at my destination. Anyway, enjoy that libation. Good talking to you. Hopefully we don't go that long again before talking next time. KF4NXY, W4DJW. Clear.